United Nations envoy Lakhdar Brahimi says he believes it would be possible to establish a caretaker government in Iraq by the end of May, although he warns of the danger posed by the current wave of violence. At the United Nations yesterday, Brahimi fleshed out plans for establishing an interim government to take power on June 30th. Members of the UN Security Council are discussing whether to bless the final plans in the form of a new resolution. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Lakhdar Brahimi described plans for the transition as something of a work in progress. The details, he says, are being worked out in a consultative process involving the United Nations, various groups in Iraq, and the U.S.-led occupation authority. But at the moment, Brahimi, who recently returned from a trip to Iraq, recommends dissolving the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council. In its place, he suggests establishing an interim government of nonpartisan, qualified Iraqis to handle day-to-day affairs until elections next January.
It would be best if the members of the caretaker government, including the interim president, vice presidents, and prime minister, were to choose not to stand for elections.
Brahimi says Iraqis themselves should select members of the interim government with the help of the United Nations.
Though it will certainly not be easy, we do believe that it shall be possible to identify, by the end of May, a group of people respected and acceptable to the Iraqis across the country to form this caretaker government. These individuals would then have approximately 1 month to prepare to assume responsibility for governing the country.
Brahimi briefed the Security Council amid news that battles between U.S. forces and Iraqis in the volatile city of Fallujah continued for a second night. Fighting also erupted in Baghdad and in the south, where U.S. forces are trying to apprehend a radical Shiite cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr. Lakhdar Brahimi said it's questionable whether a credible political process is possible under such circumstances, but he said there is no alternative.
The sooner a credible Iraqi government is in place to lead the way, the better, especially because the absence of such a sovereign government is part of the problem in the first place.
U.S. officials this week acknowledged that Iraq will not have full sovereignty after the handover of power because the United States will control security for the foreseeable future. John Negroponte, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, defended the U.S. position in testimony yesterday before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
It's certainly going to be a lot more sovereignty than they have right now. We're going to work towards the day that the Iraqis can take greater and greater responsibility for their own security. But they're not in a position to do that at this particular moment.
John Negroponte is the Bush administration's nominee to be the next U.S. ambassador to Iraq, and his testimony was the first step in what is expected to be an expedited confirmation process. Negroponte told the committee that he plans to spend much of his time in coming weeks working to obtain a new U.N. Security Council resolution that would cover a range of issues, including plans for establishing a caretaker government. Negroponte says he expects a debate on a new resolution next month, but already some U.N. diplomats have raised the sovereignty issue, indicating they might be reluctant to endorse an interim government that was not fully sovereign. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.